My story is a little bit different. It's the summer of 2023. The world's on fire. My life's on fire. And I have the opportunity where the window of life has now opened up, where the door was closed beforehand. I'm unemployed. What can I do when I'm unemployed at this time? Well, I decided to settle and go across the entire country solo by myself. And this story is about one particular day in that journey where I am riding in northern Indiana, middle of nowhere, and facing a day that is just absolutely, utterly, exhaustingly hot. I don't know really how to describe it other than that. I'm riding through cornfields in the middle of nowhere, facing just a litany of heat, pedal stroke. It's so hot. It's 105 degrees, and I am just sweating through my entire, everything that I have on me, that I've brought with me in this entire cross-country ride. As I continue to head north, I'm approaching Chicago. It's 110 miles on the day at that point, and suddenly the temperature drops. I start to get a really strange feeling in my body. I've almost lost my leg as a kid, so I pick up the barometric pressure like it's nobody's business. The air just suddenly dropped out. I'm feeling an ominous pressure building, and the sky is starting to turn. It's going from this bright, crystal blue, clear day into this tumult of dark storm clouds. And I have somewhere to be. I have to get to the hostel that I'm booked at for the night. I need to get there. I want to get to Chicago. I want to be able to sit in and see all the sights and be out in the party for the night. And this is all a part of this journey. And I'm sitting there wondering, what am I about to walk into here on Lake Michigan? I'm paused as you are. I'm sitting here looking at myself, wondering what's going on. And I look down at my Garmin computer, and all of a sudden it says, flashing across the screen, warning, tornado is coming. I don't know what to do. I'm 20 miles from the south side of Chicago. I don't know anybody in Chicago at the time. And I'm like, where do I go? What do I do? Not lie down. I keep going. I say, I'm going to ride into the storm, ride to my hostel, and get through as best I can. So I keep pedaling. And bad idea indeed. The storm suddenly opens up all around me. Rain is just pelting me in my face. The wind is cycling everywhere. I hear the sirens going off from all across Chicago. I can see funnel clouds off in the distance. And I'm like, what am I doing out here in Chicago with tornadoes coming down around me and deluge of rain just everywhere? I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. I have to get to the hostel. I have to get there. So I'm riding, and I'm drenched. My rain gear is soaked through. My bags are completely wet. There's nobody out on the road or on the trails. Everything is completely silent. And I am just flabbergasted that I'm sitting here in this gale storm of wind just buffeting me nonstop. The rain just crashing down around me. And suddenly it just stops. I look around. Am I in the middle of the funnel? Like, what's going on right now? Where am I? Unfortunately, I was not in the middle of the funnel, thankfully. The storm had just passed. It came, it went in the blink of an eye. And just like that, I roll up to the major fountain in Chicago, and I'm sitting there just, I don't know what is going on in my mind at the moment. I'm just like, this is incredible, also horrifying. What did I just do? Why did I keep going? Why did I not lie down and hide, find somewhere to hide? And I just ended up taking a picture. I watched the sunset go through the Paris of the West. I stood there just like shaking my head in disbelief, wondering when I'm going to get my next meal at the hostel, 115 miles on the day, and just rode through a tornado into Chicago. So that's the story I wanted to share.
Thank you.
You can do anything on a bike.